because you can handle the truth.
Finally, so I don't know what Fairbanks is doing. Our friends up there, it's probably down way below zero. If it's down to zero here, it's probably 20, 30 below up there. Beautiful weather in Alaska. Great day to get out your shorts and have a go at the beach down here, right? Well, I've got several things we're going to talk about today. IRS issues, of course, and the congressional record things that I've been getting. But I want to make just a few comments. I was watching on Bill Still, all of these Muslim blacks pouring across out of Mexico. And Obama's letting them in. You think we might have a damn Muslim in the White House? A jihadist Muslim married to a man? Hooked up with a man with two kids with no birth certificates? You think? Crazy. You just cannot make this stuff up. It's just unbelievable. These people are pouring in. Most of them are fighting age men. Don't speak Spanish, don't speak English. And they're letting them in. Last minute, flood this country with all of these jihadist dang Muslims. These people's culture is not compatible with ours. If they are going to be refugees, put the damn people over in a country that has their culture. Saudi Arabia. That'd be a good place to put them. Iraq, hell, I don't care. Any place, but here. I don't know when people are going to wake up. A lot of people have, actually, thank goodness. Is this an exciting time to be alive? I didn't think I'd ever live to see anybody that even had beginnings of what Trump is talking about doing. Don't know if he'll get it all done because he's in the swamp, man. full of alligators and crocodiles. They ain't just alligators. Those crocodiles, and they're mean suckers. Buddies, all we can do is try it. We're in this world to fight. Interestingly enough, as you know, I have yet never... Okay. Well, welcome to the live Ralph Winterroad show out of Alaska. Ralph Kermit Winterroad the second. I'm just a few minutes late. I apologize. Just got hung up in the snow here today. Have lots of snow up in Alaska. And we've got some amazing things going on. It's an amazing year. It's a great time to be alive. And I'm going to do a few political things that I don't normally get involved with, but also, an amazing way, the first case has been filed into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. That the only constitutional national court out there. The person doesn't want his name out, but I'll be following up on that. That was filed last week. And we have ways now to, which I'm going to talk about, how to get out of these unconstitutional courts, how to get in the Federal Court of Claims. I'm going to be talking about this a little bit later. But there's no way that I cannot talk about what happened with this last January 20th. And there are two things that are absolutely astounding that happened in Trump's speech. And I got into a argument. I sent out a thing on the Hillbillies, a picture of Obama and his significant other, whatever it is, and the old thing with, I can't think of his name, the one before Loretta Lynch driving, the Attorney General. And he got really ticked. And I said, oh, a good Obama guy. He says, take me off your email list. I said, great. I've taken you out of my email list and out of my address book. Gone. Flushed. Just like in the toilet. To flush it. I don't want to ever see it again. Well, I've worked with him. His name is Russell Gerst. G-U-E-S-T, I think it is the way it's spelled. And on some projects. I did not realize he was a Hillary, absolutely brainwashed, totally brainwashed. You just can't make this stuff up. And so he gets after me with Skype. And I thought, well, this is going to be interesting. As this guy is educated. He's supposed to know what's going on. And I said, well, let's see what we do here. And so I asked him if he was a Hillary supporter, and he wouldn't answer the question. I asked him about if he supported liars. He wouldn't answer the question. So we went round and around on a bunch of different things. So finally, I said, okay, let's get it down to something simple. I told him, just give me a minute. So I looked up in John, the Gospel, chapter 8. It actually starts in verse 42. And this is an on point that I gave to him. And I'm going to follow it up with what I did behind it to get him to get this out to the foundation of anybody that supports Hillary or Obama or these other ones. It says, if God were your father, Jesus said to them, you would respect me. For I came from God and am here. For I have not come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not comprehend my language? Why do you not comprehend my language? Because you will not listen to my message. You are from your father, the devil, and it is your desire to practice the lusts of your father. He was himself a murderer from the first and stands not by the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks falsehood, he speaks in his own way, for he is a liar and the father of such. A liar. He is the father of being a liars, of liars, the devil. Now, you get around and you vote for a certified. So what I did, I gave him this verse, and then I gave him the link to Trey Gowdy interviewing FBI Comey under oath. Was this the truth about her emails? No, that was untrue. Was this the truth? On and on and on it went. And then I asked, I said, okay, is Hillary a liar? This is the game that demonic people, the evil people do. They won't stay on point. You can't ever get them on point. Same thing in the court systems. They won't talk about what you want to talk about. If you read briefs, they always get you off on going down the wrong road to nowhere. They won't stay on point. They can't answer the real questions. But there's two important things in this passage. Why do you not comprehend my language? Why? The truth. I tell you that. Why do you not comprehend? And the other one is because there is no truth in him. He speaks falsehood and speaks in his own way, for he is a liar and the father of such. The father of liars is the devil. Saul Alinsky wrote his book, Rules for Radical. Who did he dedicate it to? Lucifer. Who were his two star pupils? Hillary Clinton. She even met him and she wrote her thesis on him. And Obama. So when you get these guys cornered, I said, okay, here it is, black and white. He says, oh, I believe it. I'm a Lutheran. Oh, really? Okay, well, here is a verse of the Bible. Either it's true or it's not true. And I gave him the information, the link, for Trey Gowdy. Confirmed, she is a liar. Obama is a confirmed liar on Obamacare. There's no dispute. It's conclusive. Beyond reasonable doubt. There is no doubt at all. It is completely a proven fact. Do you know what his response was? This is what they do. Well, Trey Gowdy is a fraud. You attacked the messenger and you redirect it. You always find this when you deal with these type of people. They will not address the issue, is she a liar or not? I never did get that out of him. He wouldn't go there because he can't. Well, Trey Gowdy is a fraud. I said, why is he a fraud? Well, he should have issued an indictment. I said, he doesn't do indictments. The prosecution or the executive, the attorney general does the indictments. They can get around and do the evidence and recommend it and all this, just like the FBI. Comey, he illegally said that he wasn't going to press for indictment. It isn't his job. He's the prosecutor, or he's the guy that's supposed to do the investigation. He hands his investigation over to the AG and Loretta Lynch. Of course, she's not going to do anything because he's in it, up to his eyeballs. So do you know what my next response was? I said, I'm done. I turned off Skype. There is no reason to argue with the demonic, evil people of the world. There's nothing to be gained. You can't change. Lucifer is what he is. Actually, Satan, the devil, he is what he is. And you can argue till you're blue in the face because they will never address the issues. I looked at this women's march thing. All of these Class A, A-list people out of Hollywood. Not all of them. There's a few out there. There's always a few good ones. But the majority are for Hillary. Liars. They're supporting a liar. If you are a liar, what's to be gained? When you open your mouth, it means nothing. A liar is a liar is a liar. You can tell one truth, and it's always the truth. You can tell 1,000 lies, and there's never one truth in it. Never. What is it with these people? So what was this white march about all this women stuff? Madonna and all these different A-list actors or actresses getting up there and stuff. Yeah, they had a vagina. Whoa! I'm impressed. So what's that supposed to do? Is Trump against women with vaginas? No. Well, you want Islam? Okay, let's get around. You love Planned Parenthood killing babies, killing mankind. Clear up to 9 months. And I'm supposed to, that's something that I'm going to support? And that's something Trump, is his fault? I don't think so. They're evil. They're pure evil. Matt Damon, I can't believe he was in this. These people that get around and they do movies. Well, the gal that did The Hunger Games, I can't think of her name right now, but do they not know what, they get up and do these movies that are, quote, patriotic, supposedly, and then they do the other. De Niro, God, what a piece of garbage he is. Just unbelievable. You can't make this stuff up. Their eyes and their ears are closed, but they will not. They are possessed of evil. They're demonic. They're evil. Shape changers. I don't know what it is. Their eyes and ears are closed, maybe like in Revelations. I don't know. But there's nothing to be gained by dealing with them. You're on the path to hell if you get in line with them. What was the issue of that? All these millions marching? What was the real issue? They don't know. Okay, so they're women. Whoa, okay, wow. So what's that got to do with anything? There's men and women, and then we got all this other nonsense in between that somehow has risen above being a man or a woman. You can't even say I'm a man or a woman anymore since Obama got in, or out finally. My way, the only way that I can deal with people like this Russell, is you don't deal with them. They're evil. They don't speak the same language, and their father is a liar, and the father of the lies is the devil. We're done. What else is there to talk about? When I had my business, there's two things: thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not lie to Ralph. If you wanted something, I might give it to you. I don't know. But when I had a big switch go down, I wanted the truth. You're not going to get fired. You're not going to get hollered at. Nothing's going to happen. All I want is the truth so that I can go to the customer and tell him what happened. And then we can maybe figure out if there's a way there are accidents happen. That's the way it is. I cannot tolerate liars. I don't want anything to do with them. I've got friends that have been liars. Hillary said, I guess they've gone their way. I don't know. I'm not going to tolerate it. But you just can't, because the father of a liar is the devil. And I am not going to walk down that road. That is the road to hell when you start down that road. I've got enough sins on my plate already without adding to them. I guarantee you. Now, let me pull up here. As I say, I got in late here. I apologize for that. I just, time got away from me. And anyway, what are two things that happened with Trump's speech? That should go down as one of the greatest speeches ever given. There are two major, major things that happened in Trump's speech. What were they? Now, Alex Jones is the only one that I've heard. He irritates me the way he talks, but Alex Jones is on point on this stuff. He really is. What are the two things that really made what's so major that happened that Trump did in his speech that only Alex Jones talks about it? Why is that? I'm going to read this a little bit. Because there are two things that are, I never thought I would ever hear any president of the United States or politician make this statement. It says, every 4 years we gather on these steps to carry out the, well, we'll get it when we come back. Because that's amazing.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and two great things happened in Trump's speech, and I want to lay the foundation for the first one. And why is nobody picking up on this except maybe Alex Jones? He's the only one.
Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning, because today we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another. We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the American people. That's profound. The power, he's transferring the power back to the people, which is where it has always been, under the inalienable rights from our Creator. With a limited delegation of power to the government, we were the people that were sovereign. We have given it away, and he's handing it back. He's pledging to give it back to us, the American people. That is a major. He continues on. For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land. That all changes starting right here, right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you. It belongs to everyone gathered here today and everyone watching all across America. This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, United States of America, is your country. What truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether government is controlled by the people. January the 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. Is that not monumental? They started during the Civil War, overthrowing our republic. And I've traced it through. And he's handing it back to the people. What a novel idea. What a novel idea. There should be celebrations all across the United States in the streets. We, the people, have had our republic, our country, handed back to us by the President of the United States. And we see these women out there marching with no really, the gal, Katie, I forget what her name is, it was in Daily Mail, is out there. Why are you marching? They don't know. They're really good on Nazism, nationalism, women's rights, which are what? Has Trump been against women? They don't know why they're there. Because they're following a liar. Liars. You can't reason with them. He goes on, skipping on down. We are one nation. Their pain is our pain. Their dreams is our dreams. Their success will be our success. We share one heart, one home, and one glorious destiny. The oath of office I take today is an oath of allegiance to all Americans. Have you heard this, anybody? We are assembled here today issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this moment on, it's going to be America first. Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Senator, I don't know what America first means. Well, you need to get out of the Senate, Bubba, because you're part of the problem. Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families. We are one nation. We are a nation state. We must protect our borders from the ravages of other countries making our products, stealing our companies, destroying our jobs. Protection will lead to great prosperity and strength. I will fight for you for every breath of my body. I will never, ever let you down. America will start winning again, winning like never before. Even the Pope, a blasphemy, a guy that is a blasphemer, the Pope. He said, no, you have the right now. I've changed my mind. You can protect your borders.
Wow.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, well, we're back again. And continuing on with a little bit of Trump's speech. Like I say, there should be dancing in the streets. Our republic has been handed back to us by Trump. And what do we see? We see these ignorant, evil people out there supporting a liar. The devil is the father of lies. That makes you, Flows, a sorcery for a more important reason. That is you are worshiping. The devil, a liar. That's a fact. And there is no doubt of Hillary and Obama and these people being liars. Continuing, we will seek friendship and goodwill with the nations of the world, but we do so with the understanding that it is the right of all nations to put their own interests first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather let it shine as an example for everyone to follow. What a statement. You can't force people to do things. Islam is a culture. It can't be here. They're not going to ever, Islam will never be a republic. It will never be, even be a democracy. It can't. culture. Islam has to have Sharia law. It cannot exist without it. Muhammad, Allah has to be at the top of everything. There will be no delegation of limited delegation of powers under the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the several states. Does not exist in their world. They can't be here. It's incompatible. They need to go back to their damn country. And if they want to operate on women's vagina they want to behead people, they want to treat women worse than dogs, kill gays, go for it. Not my problem. Look over here at what we're doing, a Christian nation. Let us shine. Let us lead by example. Like he said, quit talk. We will reinforce old alliances and form new ones and unite the civilized world against radical Islamic terrorism. There, said Obama. Hillary won't go there. Why? Which we will eradicate completely from the face of the earth. Thank you. The Bible tells us, this is the other important thing that I thought I would never hear. Allegiance to our Creator. The Bible tells us how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military, law enforcement, and most importantly, we are protected by God. You want to hear that out of Obama? No. It's just an absolutely amazing speech. I sat in awe. I just sat in awe of what he talked about. It's an amazing speech. And they don't want to put it out there what it is. Trump said, I'm giving you back your republic, which our republic was founded on. Why do we not get it? And he brought up the word under God. We're protected by God. It's just for righteous. He talked about righteous people in this speech. And people don't get it. They're out there, millions, because they don't understand our language, and they're following a liar. They're liars. They're lies. They don't have a direction. They're following the devil, Satan. Be gone. Can't deal with him. We just can't deal with him. Satan, Lucifer, that devil, he's not going to convert. These people, they don't hear, just like this guy that I dealt with. Hurts. The truth is irrelevant. That's the hard thing to understand. They don't speak our language. They don't. They will not address the truth. I don't know why they have such a block. I don't understand it. I guess I go back to in the Ten Commandments, and Moses came down, and here they are building this golden calf, and they had witnessed the miracles. And what did God do? He opened up and swallowed them up, the earth. There's nothing to do with them. You can't save them. It's like Sodom and Gomorrah. You just walk away. It's time to light the match. Let's make sulfur. Because they are of the devil. There's a fight going on in our world between the principalities of good and evil. And I'm going to do one more that is an important one that I grew up in the Lutheran Church Catechism. I paid attention. I never heard a sermon on this, and it was brought up in Marching to Zion, the movie, which is a great documentary movie. And this comes out of Galatians, and it has to do with Israel. And this is Galatians 3. 26 through 29. It's an amazing thing because we have so many of these, quote, pastors, preachers, whatever the heck you want, including the Pope, preaching blasphemy, wanting to have Allah come into their church, welcoming with as though Allah is the same thing as the God of the Messiah. Totally different things. It's a fraud. It's the devil. For you are all sons of God through the faith in Jesus Christ. For whoever of you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. not one a Jew and another a Greek, no one a slave or another free, nor one male or another female, for you are all united in Christ Jesus. But if you are of Christ, then you are of Abraham's race, inheritors by the promise. There you go. The promise made to Abraham. If you believe in Jesus Christ, that promise is directly to you. Does it make any difference, man, woman, color, whatever? It isn't just to the people that are, quote, the Sephardic Jews, that are technically the Israelites. The Ashkenazis that are in over there that came out of the, I can't think of the other name, what they were, the Ashkenazis before they came over, out of Russia, the Bolsheviks, that took on Jewish faith. Doesn't make any difference. That's what Trump is preaching here. We're all, you're either an American or you're not. And the people, the power was handed back. That was a major, major thing that's happened since the Civil War. They have been working, all of these New World Order people, to transfer the power to them. And now it's back to us. We the people. What are we going to do with it? We need knowledge. My people die for a lack of knowledge. Out of Hosea. That's what I am hopefully trying to impart and lead by example. Like I say, we've had the first case go into the notice of appeal was filed. And in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals is a different type of court. It's an Article III court. Its decisions are nationwide. All of the other ones, and it goes on subject matter jurisdiction, all of the other appellate courts are based on geography, where you are found, the fiction, the citizen of the United States. So important. I'm going to be doing, very shortly, probably within a month, we'll be filing some cases into the Federal Circuit or Federal Court of Appeals. But there are some prerequisites. If I'm going to be involved, or if you think you're going to go anywhere. First of all, you have to find out who you are. If you do not know who you are, you got no business in this court. Just shut up and take it. You signed up for it. Because when you accept the benefits, you have no right to any remedy or anything in the courts. None. Zero. Nada. And that case, the first one that I found this in, and I'll get back to it in a minute after the break at the top of the hour when I go down and find it. I found it when the government creates rights against itself. You have no rights to any remedies. Any court, they can make an administrative remedy, they can deny it, they can be wrong. That's Babcock. I'm going to read it after the, I'll find it here. But I want to get to this part because this is the one. This is the major door for people that want to fight and have a chance of winning. This case is called Pittman and Sons, P-I-T-M-A-N and Sons versus the United States. What a novel idea! The United States! Why is that important? Not United States of America. The United States. Because you see, in a constitutional court, United States of America does not show up. Why? You have to know why. I can't just say these things. I got to have evidence. I got to have facts. Something to back it up. Why is it just the United States in this constitutional court? This was truly an Article III court. They changed it to an Article I in 1984, the Federal Court of Claims, but it still does the, it's like a preliminary to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, Article III. It's an Article I, but you have to plead everything constitutional or you won't gain in. And we're going to get into that why. But the first of all question is, If you do not understand the difference between the United States and United States of America, that's critical. Words have meanings. We have a language, which is like in the John. Why do you not understand my language? This is why we get beat in courts. They have taken words, 849 of them in the IRS code. It's a code. 849 words and turned them into terms. They do not mean what you and I, in general usage, think these words mean. Individual is the, probably one of the most damning ones. An individual is somebody unique out of a class or a group of people. A man or a woman is an individual. Absolutely not. Does not mean that. Does not mean you're separated out of a group. Never. Oh, I'm an individual. Individual tax returned. Really? You know what the word, the term, means? It's a term. And this is why when I found the definition of means, I was ecstatic, because we now have a means to shut these, to argue with them in these courts. It happens from the lowest level of any traffic, motor vehicles, any of these definitions. Go look up the terms, because you do not understand the language. It's English, but you do not understand the language, the meaning of the terms. Critical. What did I find in the word means? Many of them things. A definition that uses the term means, an exclusive and definition that uses the term, and okay, here's the, wait a minute. Exclusive definition is intended, the word means is employed. When an exclusive definition is intended, the word means is employed. So it is exclusive. When you use the word individual, you can't utter it unless you put in the definition. Objection, foundation, term is not defined. The exclusive use of that word has been changed. It has to be on the record so that we know that this party that's testifying knows what in the hell they're talking about. Now we have a means in open court. We have a means in pleadings. And I have a module on this. If you've not seen it, just send me IRS on the subject and I'll send you the module, because it goes along with subordination of perjury. If you knowingly are soliciting false information under oath, that's subordination of perjury. That's a felony, folks. These judges, they're all guilty. These prosecutors, IRS, they're guilty of subordination of perjury. Because now we know means, terms. They can't use the term. So what is an individual? 5, United States Code, A is an alpha, and then another A2. The term, individual, is in quotation marks, which they put words in quotation marks when they transpose them into terms. The term individual means, so this is the exclusive use of the word individual, anything to do with taxation, state or federal. All state is all piggybacked on the feds. Every state income tax has to have a federal income tax in place for it to be entered before you can file it. The term individual means what? A citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence, not domicile, residence. So therein opens up a Pandora's box. Am I a citizen of the United States? And how do you prove it? How do you not prove it? Could be able to prove these things. This is why I have finally took their naturalization document that they used to be naturalized as a citizen of the United States of America. And I modified it to put into the public record. And once it's in the public record, that you're a citizen of Texas, a citizen of Minnesota, whatever, then under their evidence rules, in their rules, of course, it's self-authenticating, 901 number 7, certified copies. then the burden is upon them to prove you're a citizen of the United States. Or an alien lawfully admitted here. Really? Isn't that or? Isn't that amazing? Now, how can an individual be both an alien and a citizen of the United States? Is that what the Constitution was all about? Oh, let's see. We have the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the several states. And you've got to be a citizen of the United States or you can be an alien. Really? Come on now. Let's put a little simple basic logic in this. This is ludicrous. It's preposterous. With any sort of ability to do critical thinking. Was our republic founded on a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted here for residence? You got to be kidding me, folks. Ridiculous. Absolutely preposterous.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I was just talking to the guy on the board. It's just amazing, Trump's speech, and these people, you can't, I don't know what it is. They don't want to be, have unalienable rights of the Creator and have a limited delegation of power and be in control of their government. What is wrong with these people? They're evil. I don't know what to do about it. I don't know what to do, but I know one thing. I'm walking where the truth goes. Okay, we're back here again. Sometimes I wonder if somebody in the government doesn't like my Skype, because I don't ever have trouble except with Republic Broadcasting. Makes me think that they really don't want to hear what I have to say. Maybe that, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Well, back to the original thing before we get to the, we have a way now with the IRS to deal. Well, let's go ahead here. We ain't got a couple minutes here, so let's go. Tom in Florida, you got a question or comment on what we're talking about? Tom, are you there?
A comment? Yeah, I got a comment, Ralph. What about, can you hear me, Ralph?
Yeah, now I can hear you, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, well, yeah, I want to talk about, well, maybe not the Trump one. He can investigate this Lois Lerner with the IRS and put her in jail where she belongs because of what she was doing to Tea Party people and people who are conservative. That's number one. Number two, these liberal Zion are calling Trump's speech dark. Dark? That was the most enlightening speech that any president has probably ever gave in the history of our country. And they're going to call it dark? He's imbecile?
I'm sorry, what's the word they're calling it? I'm not under, you're talking so loud, I can't cut. Well, they're calling his speech, what's the word?
They were calling his speech dark, Ralph.
And D-A-R-K?
Yes, that's what the Zionist media is saying, that it was a dark speech. To me, it was the most enlightening speech our country's probably ever had. I'd rank Trump up there with like Teddy Roosevelt and Andrew Jackson. He is that type of guy. He's not going to play nonsense with these imbeciles. But you know, Rob, it's mind blowing. You got this Madonna going out there talking about getting blowing stuff. And I mean, can you imagine if a Republican would have done that, Ralph? Could you imagine?
They would be in jail for the stuff that they're doing. And you know, I have a song that I've played from Madonna, but no more. Now I will not allow the people as evil as she is for what she's doing today. She's
well,
gone.
Well, you know, you got Sean Penn and Richie said she was good at the blow. And you know, I mean, you know, she was snorting her. Who knows what she was up to, that creature. But you know, Ralph, it's just mind-blowing that Trump does give the greatest speech of all time politically as far as getting right to the point of what's going on in this country. And these leftists who control our media, I only think they're 2% of the population. They control 90% of Hollywood, the wealth of this. I mean, look at Soros. He should be locked up and put in jail. He should be Interpol should grab that Soros and put him and lock him up in jail. Paying people $2,500 a month to protest. Can you imagine if Donald Trump was paying people $2,500 a month to protest on the Republican side, Ralph?
Well, did you see where those 250 that were arrested? Hold on just a minute. Did you see where those 250 that were arrested could face up to 10 years in jail and $25,000 fine? That's right. We're going to see. There's going to be start to be repercussions because actually, what you're doing when you're trying to overthrow any law of the United States and you take physical action in it, it's called treason, and that's the definition of treason, by the way. And that's what these people are actually doing.
Right, Ralph, but also I heard some bikers beat up some ass. Beat some butt. The bikers ain't going to play. And there's a half a million for Donald Trump. So these bikers are not going to take no nonsense from a lot of these creatures on the leftist goons, I call them. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be very interesting over the next 4 years what's going to happen here. But
All I can say is Trump should have never got elected with all of the people and all of the forces against him. And our creator definitely had a hand in it. Otherwise, he'd have never made it. Everybody.
Well, he got elected to other guys like you and me. That's why he got elected. Guys like you,
that's
you're
right.
A patriot.
Okay.
We
thanks
are the patriot. God bless you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender.
lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because